affects your eyesight while you're doing this, you know, because there's osmotic effects with the eye. You know, you get blurred eyesight for that period. Also, you know, you have to come down for a very high blood sugar down to a very low one, and the risk is you're going to have hypoglycemic attacks due to low blood sugar. So I was kept in for that period. I think I had 2 weeks off work in total. I was back to work again, working away, which wasn't a very good idea.
Tell me what you learnt in hospital.
I had quite a good schooling from the specialist staff in that area. The diabetes centre was actually at the General, at Birmingham General Hospital. And the sister came out from the General and talked to me about diabetes. The fact I was in a teaching hospital meant I learned a lot of things. I got to sit in on seminars and take part in various other activities, question and answer sessions in front of a lecture theatre full of people.
Were these seminars for patients or medical staff?
They were for university students, effectively. But also, they had a lot of contact with students and the medical staff because they're constantly taking blood samples, you know, to determine what your blood sugar is and how the treatment is going.
How was your blood sugar tested?
Various ways. In those days, the nurses on the ward tested using Fehling's test method, you know, which is a very primitive method when you consider there were test strips around for testing urine blood sugar at the time. So they, you know, add a sample of the urine to copper sulfate mixture, and it would, if you had high blood sugar, it would go a coppery colour, brick red. Funny thing was, I'd learned about this at school, but I never really knew what the application of it was. You know, so it was second nature to see it done, but, you know, at school they never actually told me where it was used, which is a very strange sort of way of teaching, in my opinion. You know, you tell the people the application first and then tell them what it is, but we seem to do it backwards. Unfortunately, I had to find out from experience what it was used for. But it was very archaic then, you know, to be doing that. I think it was an economy measure, I would say. It was a yes or no solution.
So you saw nurses boiling up in test tubes?
I certainly did, yes. And, you know, it was a strange effect because they were testing blood sugar, you know, several times a day. I was black and blue from having blood samples taken, so it was a relief to have it done in that manner. But it was really, I think it was experience for the nurses in some ways, because they seemed to be student nurses that were doing it all the time.
And what about insulin? What insulin were you given?